Welcome to a very Easter special. Say hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Okay, we're done.
Welcome to Russell.
Happy Friday morning, everybody. It's finally here. It's WrestleMania weekend. Welcome to WrestleFania, the only podcast dedicated to professional wrestling on the entire internet. Trust me, don't look it up. And look, I know what you're thinking. It's WrestleMania. It's the show of shows. We're finally here. This is the biggest time of year. And you can't even get the two hosts to sit down on Skype and talk for a half an hour. That is the truth. I threw it out there to Brandon. I said, Brandon, please, can we do it tonight? Can we do it tomorrow? He's like, go F yourself, man. And that's exactly how he sounded. He's like, leave me alone. I don't care about the fans. I don't care about no wrestling. And I'm just going to record my own thing. So that's what happened. Brandon recorded his own audio, and he emailed it to me. And I'm just going to put it on, tack it on to the end of the show, I guess, as an extra. And I'm not editing it at all. Sorry, Brandon, if you screwed up, I ain't editing it. So he's going to talk all about what he wanted to discuss for WrestleMania and this weekend. And that's basically what I'm going to do as well. So you're going to get double the show with half the work done by me. And by that, I mean I don't have to do really any editing because, you know, I never have to edit myself anyway. Most of the editing I do on regular episodes is cutting out all the ums and all the C words that Brandon says. And that's not happening. And really, enough about our show. Enough about that. Let's talk about what's really important. Let's talk about what's happening tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. Here we are finally to WrestleMania weekend. And I have to tell you, tonight is probably, I don't want to say it's the night I'm most excited about, because Sunday night, hanging out with Brandon and his brother Joe and my brother Sean and a couple other guys, and we're watching WrestleMania together. That is the most to be looking forward to. But as far as where you may see something, you know, balls out awesome, I think you're going to see it tonight. And what am I talking about? Of course I'm talking about NXT TakeOver Dallas. If you've listened to the show, you know that we are big fans of NXT. And I say that, and I'm about an episode and a half behind. So guess what's going to be on in the background while I'm working from home today? That's right, NXT. And actually, I'm only one episode behind because I watched the second half of the episode that I was behind yesterday. Yeah, it's really exciting. But I'm only one episode behind. So really, all I need to worry about is watching that one episode, and then I'm all set for tonight. And honestly, I don't know how much that one episode is going to matter, but I'm going to watch it anyway so that I can be all set and ready. I have a meeting tonight. I do web design stuff. So I was meeting with somebody, and I wanted to set the meeting for 6 o'clock so that I could be home for 8 o'clock for NXT TakeOver Dallas. But guess what? It's in Dallas. So the show doesn't start till 10 o'clock. So my dog will be asleep. My wife will be asleep. I'll be sitting there with the cool Fresca ready for the show to start, and no interruptions. It will be perfect. Also, if you're a web designer and a freelance web designer and you want to meet someone to do work, a great place is McDonald's. They have crazy good Wi-Fi, and they have outlets everywhere. and that's where I'm meeting tonight. And, you know, too much information. But really, that's the unimportant thing about tonight. I'm also dropping off a library book in case anyone's interested. The most important thing about tonight is NXT TakeOver Dallas. So I'm just going to go through. There are five matches scheduled. Now, I assume the show is going to be 2 hours long. Most of these NXT TakeOvers are 2 hours long. So these matches aren't in any specific order, but let me just go through them. We have Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin. So they set up this nicely where, you know, they bring in this free agent, Austin Aries, and he's getting all this, you know, attention, and Corbin's obviously jealous of it. So that's where that story comes from. Corbin spoiled Aries' debut by beating the crap out of him. I actually thought that worked out well. I think Corbin as a heel is good. He already has that I don't give a shit look to him, and he acts that way. I don't know how real it is, but it seems to fit him well. So for that match, you know, I think Corbin's going to go over. I think they're trying to build him. So I'm going to say Baron Corbin is going to defeat Austin Aries. Then we got the Revival versus American Alpha. That's a tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship. The Revival versus American Alpha. You know, it's funny, the Revival, which is Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder, two of the greatest names. Well, Dash Wilder is the greatest name in professional wrestling history. And I didn't realize they were called the Revival, I think, until, what do we have, Roadblock? It was that house show. But they impressed me when they took on Cass and Enzo there. They're obviously good wrestlers. They wouldn't be given this any sort of push if they weren't performing well and doing well at the Performance Center. And they are taking on my favorite tag team to watch in the ring, American Alpha, which is Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. You know, everyone loves Cass and Enzo, and they're great. They're fun to watch in the ring. They're great on the mic. But this team, just watching what they can do, impresses me every time. So I'm really looking forward to it. And why not? Let's have a title change here. Let's say American Alpha wins tonight. Gable and Jordan are the new tag team champions. Something Cass and Enzo never got. But I think we noticed that Cass and Enzo are not on the card tonight because I really do have a feeling that they'll be at Raw on Monday night. I hope so. We also have the Women's Tag Team Championship, which is Bayley versus Asuka. Now, Asuka, she's been very impressive to watch in the ring. I like I guess they call it strong style. I've heard that term thrown around. I think that's what she is. Forgive me if I'm way off. But she just seems to work stiff. Yeah, look at it. I'm talking with all the, I'm using the lingo. She works stiff. She's not flashy. She just kind of, you know, goes in and wants to physically look like she's hurting her opponent, and she does a good job at that. But is she good enough to beat Bayley? Is Bayley's time at NXT over? Could she be another one who comes up on Monday? I'm not ready to say that Bayley loses this. I'm going to say Bayley retains. But if Bayley does lose, I do think that signals to her showing up at Raw on Monday. Now, the match that all the fanboys on the internet are going crazy for is Sami Zayn versus the brand new NXT signee, Shinsuke Nakamura. I think I said that right. I just know him as Nakamura. Here's a guy I know literally nothing about except for what I've heard on the Steel Cage podcast. And that I know this guy is from New Japan. I don't think I've ever seen him in a match. I've seen pictures of him. That's about it. I know that when he showed up on NXT a couple weeks ago in a little video package, the crowd went nuts. And I just know from what I know of Sami Zayn from watching him for the last few years, I know how good of a match he likes to put on. So I think this will probably be the match of the night. And I think it's great because Sami Zayn is double dipping. He's wrestling tonight in Dallas, and he's wrestling on Sunday in Dallas. So, this match, you know, to Sami Zayn, this is really his swan song, I think, with NXT. This is probably his last match. He's already done with the show. So what happens here? Does Sami Zayn lose? Does Sami Zayn win? Do they let Nakamura win? I'm going to say Nakamura wins. I'm going to say Sami Zayn is really good at playing the underdog. and maybe he gets, maybe they want to build up Nakamura, so Nakamura is going to win this one. And that's really the four of the five matches. There's only one match left, and that is for the NXT Championship, and it is Finn Balor against Samoa Joe. I think we're going to see a title change. I think Samoa Joe is going to win this one. I think they want to. They should put the title on a bad guy for now, and maybe that'll have some of those the Bullet Club guys come into NXT and help out Finn Balor. It's true, the rumor that I heard that those Bullet Club guys are going straight to the main roster. I don't know. And I guess they're the Balor Club, Bulletproof Balor Club or something like that. I'm not really sure what to make of this, but I think this match is really going to progress storylines big time as far as where the championship storyline is going to be going over the next few months. I don't think Finn Balor is done here. I don't think he's showing up on Monday night. I don't think... I mean, as far as I know, we're going to see NXT in a few weeks. And Finn Balor's on the card, so he's still traveling with NXT. So I don't think he's going to show up on Raw. And I don't think he's leaving NXT, obviously, to show up on Raw. But I do think he's going to lose, just because I don't think every title match means, oh, I'm losing, that means I'm leaving. Or I'm staying, you know. That doesn't mean that. He's going to fight back for his title. So Finn Balor is going to lose. Samoa Joe is going to be your new NXT champion when tonight ends. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I will be live tweeting it. You can follow me on Twitter at WrestleWatcher. WrestleWatcher. And I'll be tweeting throughout the show, except for the moments where my dog needs to go out. Now, why do they call it WrestleMania weekend? Because the whole weekend is dedicated to WWE and wrestling. That includes tomorrow night. But what's tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, we're not worried about wrestling matches. We're worrying about wrestlers. Most notably, wrestlers of the past. Because tomorrow night is the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2016. So I just want to go over really quickly who the inductees are going to be. Now, look. There are 7 inductees and one person receiving the Ultimate Warrior Award, whatever it's called. I forget what it's called, the Warrior Award, which, look, I'm going to talk about it right now. Everybody knows that when Ultimate Warrior was talking about the what they use for the award, he was talking about the people that work for WWE, the people in the back, that they should all get, recognized. WWE kind of edited that, tweaked it, and used that, and twisted it so that they could create a kind of an award honoring people that struggle with illness or people that are brave in real life. And I got to tell you, I don't really have a big problem with that, okay? The whole WWE is about, presenting story to us. It doesn't have to be 100% real. It doesn't have to be 100% legit. It's story. It's wrestling. So they took what he said and they kind of twisted it into a way that suits their need of giving away this type of award. And okay, but they're still giving away this type of award. They're still recognizing this person. That's real. And just the way that it's kind of adapted from the Warrior Award is a little, I guess you could say, is a little worked in the lingo of professional wrestling, and I'm okay with that. And the person getting that award this year is Joan London, who is a TV correspondent. She's been on TV for a million years, and she's been battling cancer, breast cancer. They're going to give her that award, and I think that's nice. She actually was on during the Susan G. Komen week. She was on Raw at one moment, and I think she seems to be doing okay. They have her listed here as breast cancer survivor, so that's great to hear. Being somebody whose breast cancer has touched my family, it's touched millions of families, but, just anytime you hear breast cancer survivor, it's pretty, pretty freaking awesome. So, totally cool with her receiving that award, and that'll be nice. And then we have, as I said, 7 recipients or inductees into the Hall of Fame, 6 wrestlers and one celebrity inductee. And the WWE does this every year. I guess maybe they call it the celebrity wing. I don't know. But it's Snoop Dogg. And they actually have a list of things that he's being recognized for. He hosted Raw once. Well, so did Betty White. I hope she gets in the Hall of Fame. He was the master of ceremony for the Playboy Bunny Mania Lumberjill? Whatever the hell that was. Oh, it was a match at Super Bowl at WrestleMania 24. Yeah, I wasn't watching then. That was one of my sabbaticals. But I know Snoop Dogg is a big wrestling fan, and it's smart for them to bring in guys who are huge wrestling fans who would take the honor and gives them a little publicity. So no big deal. If there's going to be a celebrity inductee and it's going to be Snoop Dogg, what was it, Arnold last year, I think? All right. Not a big deal. So now the actual inductees. Well, I'm just going to work my way from the bottom to the top here on this list. Stan Hansen. One-time AWA World Heavyweight Champion, one-time NWA United States Heavyweight Champion. He's being inducted by Big Van Vader. So, the thing about Stan Hansen is I don't know much about him, but I'm a big fan of, or I find wrestling history interesting, and especially wrestling history that's outside of WWE, where people make long-storied careers, and you may not know them that well, and I don't know this guy very well. But I always refer to my cousin Joe, NH Punk. He is my wrestling encyclopedia. Oh, got my nephew screaming. He's singing in the other room. I hope he's not. I should yell at him and say, I'm trying to record a wrestling podcast in here. Anyway, I go to NH Punk whenever I have wrestling questions. My brother did that, asked about Stan Hansen. And he was very complimentary of the man. And from what all the names that I've seen, and I saw a video of Stan Hansen body slamming Andre the Giant years before Hulk Hogan did. Of course, Andre looked a little smaller then. But I like that the WWE is recognizing people that don't necessarily or didn't necessarily have a career with them. And maybe now that the WWE owns the intellectual property that this guy fought with, but it also is just them saying, look, we're recognizing someone in wrestling, so that it becomes not just the WWE Hall of Fame, but also a sort of a professional wrestling Hall of Fame. There is a good chunk of people who never fought in the WWE or worked in the WWE, and it's okay, they're still being recognized. The next one is Jacqueline. If you told me who Jacqueline is, I don't think I would have remembered. If you showed me a picture of her and that said, this is Jacqueline, that, oh yes, okay, I remember. I remember her mostly with Mark Mero. I think after Mark Mero and Sable kind of split ways as far as the storyline. I don't know if they were broken up in real life. But she's actually listed as being a two-time WWF Women's Champion. Remember when they were just women? And a one-time WWE Cruiserweight Champion. I would love to see the story of her being inducted into winning a Cruiserweight Championship. I'm not familiar with that at all. She's actually being inducted by the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray and Devon. I don't know the history there. Maybe they worked together in WWE, I'm guessing. Maybe they worked together before that, not sure. But, you know, it's always interesting when a woman... hey, her name's Jacqueline, and that's her actual name. Interesting. I don't know enough about her, and I got to tell you, I don't know. I'm going to be watching it, or at least I'm going to be trying to watch all this. This is a long show, but it is what it is. The next person on my list is The Godfather. Now, this one is weird. Okay, this guy was Papa Shango. He was the Godfather. He was the good father. Then he was the Godfather again, and he just reminds me of the Attitude Era. And he was one-time Intercontinental Champion, one-time Tag Team Champion. This is the one guy where I'm like, really? This guy is a Hall of Famer? Are they stretching it here? I don't know. Are they running out of people? I don't know. Now, maybe he has a history before the WWE, you know, out on the AWA, NWA circuits. I'm not sure, but it should be a fun one. I do remember being in college and seeing the Ho Train and not disliking that, to be honest with you. I don't think we're going to see a Ho Train tonight, but you never know. Or tomorrow night, but you never, never know. One of the inductees that I'm actually, it's sad, but I'm very happy that he's being inducted is Ray Traylor Jr. You know him more as the Big Boss Man. He was a 4-time hardcore champion and 1-time tag team champion. I believe it was with Akeem. And he actually died 12 years ago. And the crazy thing is, he was 41 years old when he died. And, I'm not too far away from that age. So just hearing that, seeing that, just is depressing. He had a great run when I was a kid. He came back and he did the whole, "Your daddy's dead, Big Boss Man," or Big Show. And he was very enjoyable, very entertaining. And I'm happy that he's in, and he's being inducted by his former manager, Slick. And I think that is going to be awesome. I look forward to hearing Slick. And I don't know who is accepting for him. Maybe family members, not sure. But it should be a cool, just cool to see Slick. Anytime you can see Slick is cool. Now, what about tag teams? Well, there is one tag team, one famous tag team, one historic tag team that's finally being inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's the Fabulous Freebirds of Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, Buddy Roberts, and Jimmy Garvin. Now, Gordy and Roberts are no longer with us. See, these are things, I don't know anything about these things. I watched a Netflix documentary on the Freebirds. I feel like was it WCCW? Was it in Texas when they used to take, at the Sportatorium, they would take on the Von Erichs? And it seemed like really, like just a cool historic, they were the big time before big time. Before big time wrestling, they were big time. They're listed as being 2-time WCW World Tag Team Champs, 2-time WCW US Tag Team Champs, and 1-time WCW Six-Man Tag Team Champion. And, of course, they created the term Freebird Rule, which basically means, look, there could be 4 of us, 3 of us in a group, and when there's a tag team championship match going on that we're in, we could pick any 2 guys that we want, and they're the ones that are fighting. And that rule is actually being used today by the New Day. There's 3 guys in the New Day, but at any given match, you're going to see 2 of them fighting, mostly always Big E, and then usually Kofi or Xavier Woods swapping out. And, of course, the New Day is who is inducting the Fabulous Freebirds, which is funny because of the Freebird rule. It's funny because they're a tag team. And if you know anything about Michael Hayes, it's also interesting because, I mean, there's been stories out there about him not being very racially sensitive. And 3 guys who make crack wise at that are going to be inducting them, so that should be interesting. But the main event, for me, the main event for the show, the last person to be inducted, is the 6-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion, the 2-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the 2-time WCW United States Heavyweight Champion, and the 3-time WCW World Tag Team Champion. And he's also the man that fought Triple H last year at WrestleMania, his first WrestleMania ever, and fought Seth Rollins in probably his last match in last year's SummerSlam. That's right, I'm talking about Steve Borden, also known as the man named Sting. I probably got that wrong. Sting, long time coming as far as being a Hall of Famer. I'm really glad that he made a deal with WWE to come in, because if he didn't, he kind of would have just gone off to the wayside. Now, yes, he had years in TNA, but be honest, you've never seen him fight in TNA, have you? I haven't. And I'm being cocky a little bit, but it's kind of true. I don't know anything about Sting with TNA, and I'm sticking to it. And who is he being inducted by? The man himself, Ric Flair. which I think is a great... It's the only one that makes sense because they've battled for years in WCW. So he's obviously the headliner. Sting is the headliner. And Ric Flair inducting him is great. And that's going to be the one. That's going to be the last one of the night. I think Ric Flair is going to cry. Why? Because Ric Flair always cries. He'll say something that'll just get him a little emotional. Not bawling, but that's definitely going to be closing out the show. And that'll be fun. And it's probably going to be way too long of a show. And I'll probably fall asleep during it. And if I do, I'll just finish it Sunday morning. But that's how I'm spending my Saturday night. So Friday night is already set. Saturday night is already set. And of course, Sunday night, of course, is already set. So let's talk about Sunday. The show of shows. WrestleMania. Cowboy Stadium. I don't know what it's actually called. AT&T Stadium. Dallas, Texas. 90 plus thousand people. I know they want to try to get 100,000. I'm not sure it's happening. Who cares? We'll be watching it at home for $10. WrestleMania is finally here. There are 11 cards listed on the mat for the night. That includes three matches that are in the pre-show. Pretty excited. Look, you know, a lot of people have been complaining, me included, that the build to WrestleMania and some of these storylines haven't been great, or some of these Raws haven't been great. But I feel like I said the same thing last year, and the show ended up being great. And they go all out for WrestleMania. I think no matter what the buildup is, I'm going to have fun Sunday night with my cousins and my brother and friends. And it's going to be it's going to be awesome. No matter what the outcome, maybe I won't be happy with the outcome. That's all right. I'm not happy with every sports outcome. So if I'm booing at the end, I'm booing at the end. I just hope I'm booing because they did a good job of making me want to boo and not because I'm disappointed with how they did things. But either way, I'm going to have fun Sunday night, which leads into the best Raw of the year, the Monday night Raw after WrestleMania. But let's just go through all the matches. There's three pre-show matches. So I feel like this show is starting at like 5. You know, last year, the United States Championship match was between Rusev and Cena. And Rusev came in on a friggin' tank. This year, the United States Championship match is on the pre-show. And it's Kalisto versus Ryback. There is nothing I could say about this match that's going to make me enjoy it. I can't say, this match could steal the show. I don't know how Kalisto and Ryback will work good together. Kalisto can fly around and do all this crazy flippy-dippy stuff. And Ryback's just going to stand there like a freaking statue while he's jumping around him. I feel like... Thank goodness they moved this match to the pre-show. I don't know if that was always the case, but thank God they're having it on the pre-show. We'll be watching, but we won't be caring. And this title, this championship, this belt that Cena built up to be right there with the IC title has just gone way down because of who has it and how they're handling it. Kalisto's in a tag team. I don't give a crap about him having the United States Championship. Even when what's his name? Del Rio had it. That made more sense than Kalisto having it. Not happy about this match. Or I shouldn't say not happy about the him having the belt. Not caring at all about him, about this match. That being said, put a belt on Ryback. They've been trying to build up Ryback a little bit. Ryback is your new United States Championship. Champion. He's beating Kalisto. Ryback, boom, you heard it here first. Probably not. Now this is the match. The next match on the pre-show is, the next two matches kind of bore me, but none so more than a match of the Total Divas versus Bad and Blonde. I don't even want to talk about this match. So I'm just going to quickly say the Total Divas match. Total Divas is a team of Brie Bella, Paige, Natalya, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie. Did you watch Raw? Did you see when Eva Marie came out as the surprise person for this match? And the showering of boos that she received. It was glorious. It was glorious. She, you know, I posted a tweet that says, you know, she has black eyes, dead doll, like a doll's eyes, lifeless. She just looks like I just look at her and I don't see, I don't know, I feel like she sold her soul or something, and like they took her soul and personality with her, and she just has this blank stare on her face. And I just can't wait to see her with some slow motion wrestling moves. Now there's, you know, 8 people in this match. The other team, Bad and Blonde. Lana, Summer Rae, Naomi, Emma, and Tamina. Now I have to think. Oh yeah, Emma, okay. I like heel Emma. Hey, she's in WrestleMania, you know, but I like her better with Dana Brooks down at NXT. Naomi, I like her light-up shoes. I hate her hitting people with her ass. Tamina, you know, hey, your dad killed a guy, a girl. I don't know what else to say there. Summer Rae, don't enjoy you at all. And Lana, oh boy. Lana, somebody who, you know, last year was with Rusev and I loved her. This year, she's like, hello, I'm American girl now. That's my Russian American girl. I like America. Yes, USA. I fucking hate what they're doing with Lana. I hate this whole, I don't know, whatever they're doing, the way they're dressing her, the way she's doing, trying to wrestle now, it sucks. And she's basically, I guess, just not with Rusev anymore. And I think she just screwed everything up when she posted the engagement photo. And now they just keep them completely separate from each other. And hey, Alicia's got a job still. But my God, I feel like she sucks now. Still good to look at, but that only goes so far. There is a third pre-show match. The Usos against the Dudley Boys. Look, this match could have a lot of cool spots in it, actually. And the Dudley Boys can still put on a fun match. They haven't done much to excite me lately, except for the fact that they returned. Other than that, you know, they turned bad. That was kind of cool. I hope they beat the crap out of the Usos. The Total Divas team is going to win that stupid match there, just so I have it on record. And this match, blah, 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 blah. Let's say the Dudley Boys win. I don't know. Who cares? And someone goes through a table, yada, yada, yada. Now let's go through the matches that actually care. Oh, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I'm not sure how to pick this one. Is Braun Strowman in it? I feel like if Braun Strowman is in this match, he's going to win it. There, I said it. He's my pick of the litter, Braun Strowman. They did announce a few participants. It's listed here on Wikipedia. Got Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas. So there's the social outcast right there. Big Show and Kane, yep. Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, and R-Truth. Now, if they were really cool, they would have a surprise entrance of Titus O'Neil come down and beat everybody and win the whole thing. That would be... The crowd would go bonkers for that, and it would be kind of a cool way to bring him back. And it would get him over immediately. But the whole thing with him touching Vince and getting suspended, if they're sticking to that, you know, we're not going to see him. But I think Braun Strowman's going to win. I hope Titus O'Neil does win. So just saying. That's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And then getting that out of the way, let's go through the actual matches we have listed here. Why don't we start off with the IC title match? Owens, Zayn, Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, The Miz, Stardust. You know, if you said Cody Rhodes was in this match, I'd say great. You see Stardust, you're like, oh, really? The Miz, really? And the big one is Sin Cara, Zack Ryder. This is what happens when all your champions from last year either retire or are hurt. You have room for people like Zack Ryder or Sin Cara to have WrestleMania matches for a belt. Now, Sami Zayn, I mean, what has he done in WWE? Nothing really yet, but he has a storyline with Kevin Owens dating back to NXT, and the crowd, you know, is with him and on his side. I love him. So that's why he's in the match. Dolph Ziggler, because, you know, he's Dolph Ziggler. Same with Miz. The Miz, they're always kind of in that mix, that storyline. I don't really have a problem with them being in it. to be honest, it's a ladder match. So this match is just going to be hopefully bonkers. That's all I have to say. This is the match I'm looking forward to. It's not the match I'm looking forward to the most, but I'm really looking forward to seeing this match. Again, the build-ups of some of these storylines haven't been great, but when you just look at the matches that I'm going to be listing here, there's some good stuff here. This match is going to be good. And what I said about champions being hurt, Cheap Heat podcast made a reference to all the champions from WrestleMania last year not being there this year. And I looked it up and it's like, oh my God, that's right. AJ Lee, retired. Daniel Bryan, retired. Cena, hurt. Kidd and Cesaro, hurt. Rollins, hurt. It's crazy. But anyway, yeah, the winner of the IC match, Kevin Owens, is going to retain. And him and Sami Zayn are going to have a singles kind of storyline going forward. Maybe they'll have a great match at SummerSlam. I don't know. Or they'll do the whole same thing again at Payback, if Payback's the next thing. Okay, that's that match. Kevin Owens retains. Boom, your champion retains. What about AJ Styles and Chris Jericho? This match means nothing as far as a belt is concerned. It's just a singles match. It's just a match that we've seen them fight a couple times. They tagged up for a couple times, then they broke up. Then they've been kind of antagonizing each other the last few weeks. So they've put a nice build, and Chris Jericho does an amazing job as a heel, insulting people at the same time, putting over his opponent and making himself look like a jerk and getting people to really boo him. He's so good at it. This match is going to be really good. But AJ Styles is going to win. Chris Jericho, once again, is going to do the right thing. He's going to go out on his back. I'm not saying he's leaving after this. Oh, I thought someone knocked at my door. I'm not saying that Jericho is leaving again after this to go on tour or Fozzy or take time off. But usually he comes in for chunks of time and comes and goes. But Styles is winning this one. AJ Styles is your winner. Now, let's talk about another championship match. The Divas match. The Divas Championship, which hopefully someday becomes the Women's Championship. This is a really cool storyline because it dates back to NXT. Now, if you were to tell me that three people in NXT were the ones fighting for the Divas match, the Divas Championship this year, I just would have said, I would have called you wishful and hopeful, but probably not right. Because, the Bellas are out there. And Eva Marie is out there. And yeah, I'm yawning when I even think about them. But this match is the first women's match at WrestleMania that I've been looking forward to probably in years. Charlotte's your champion. She's going to be down there with Ric Flair, who's going to be styling and profiling. Becky Lynch is going to swing her orange hair around and look, pretty, pretty, very pretty. And of course, Sasha Banks, the boss, Boston's own. Yes, that's right. I was there the night that she was announced being signing to WWE. So she's always going to be a personal favorite of mine. And that's why I'm rooting for Sasha Banks to win the Divas Championship. And that's why I'm picking Sasha Banks to win the Divas Championship. Maybe she'll tap out Becky Lynch, win the championship, and Charlotte can be like, you never made me tap out. You didn't get me to submit. You didn't pin me. You're no good, and then there's another storyline, boom, right there. I think that's good. It's perfect. But then where does that leave Becky Lynch? Well, maybe we see Bayley come up after all. I don't know. I don't know why it has to be those four, but really, there's no other diva on the card that I want to see fighting with these three women than Bayley. So that's that with that. Sasha Banks wins. So let's see. Let me just go through so far to make sure I'm not missing anything here. Ryback's going to win the championship, the U.S. title. Total Divas are going to beat the other women, total bitches. I'm talking to people while people are tweeting me. I'm recording into my phone. So if you heard it vibrating, that's just my phone. So we got Ryback winning, Total Divas winning, the Dudley Boys winning. And then I skipped these three matches. Sasha Banks is winning, Kevin Owens is winning, AJ Styles is winning, Braun Strowman or Titus O'Neil is winning. I haven't talked about the tag team championship match. You know, it's funny. It's not listed here as a tag team championship match. There's a big tag team. The New Day, Kofi, Big E, and Xavier taking on League of Nations, Barrett, Sheamus, Del Rio, and Rusev. And it's not listed here as a championship match. So maybe it isn't a championship match. Interesting. So, who wins this match? Well, I'm going to have to say League of Nations wins. Let the New Day get beat up a little bit and get a little more sympathy. League of Nations, it's going to be a cool, fun match. It's going to be funny because Xavier Woods is funny and Rusev is funny. And League of Nations actually is starting to grow on me. They're going to win. They're going to beat the New Day. And that leaves us with, I don't want to say your three main events, but let's be honest. These are your three main events. Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. This match, they're really wanting to make it seem like a hardcore, it's called No Holds Barred Street Fight. They really want to make this brutal, and I hope they do. But Brock Lesnar has to win. Dean Ambrose is just going to get the snot beaten out of him. It's going to be great to watch. Brock Lesnar over Dean Ambrose. Boom. And then which one closes out the show? Well, I guess the championship match closes out the show, right? It has to be that way. So we got Shane O'Mac versus The Undertaker. This is the shock of all shockers. You know, a couple of months ago, you would never would have guessed this is the match. And it's Hell in a Cell. And if Shane wins, he gets control of Raw. And that means The Undertaker loses, and that's his last WrestleMania match ever. It's crazy, right? Like, is it Shane? Like, Undertaker has to win, right? Shane, they can't make this the last Undertaker's match. Or they could. I mean, it's not like they have to stick to their rules. They can make it shit up as they go. Shane's got to do, I mean, Shane already did a crazy spot on Monday night. He's got to do something crazy again on Sunday night. Hopefully he's healed up by then. I have to say The Undertaker wins. I can't see Shane winning. Unless the shenanigans involved. But, you know, but why would they just bring Shane back just to fight and lose? Oh, this is conflicting. I am going to say, you know what? No, it's Hell in a Cell. So it's not like anyone could just come in and mess around with him. I'm going to say The Undertaker wins. That's my pick. What do you got to say? So that leaves us with the last match of the night, which it says here a singles match for the World Heavyweight Championship. Someone tweeted a photo of a flyer, of some kind of flyer or, you know, a program or something, and it said that the match of Triple H versus Roman. Is there a Broman? No, it's Braun Strowman. Then there's Roman, and then there's, I feel like there's another one. There's Owens. Owens, Roman, Strowman. again, I think that was a steel cage reference. But they said this was going to be like a no-holds-barred match, like a hardcore match. Not a hardcore match, but no DQ, which would make for fun. We might see some, DX reunion come down to help out Triple H. But you know what? That's why I think we're going to see Rollins. I think we're going to see Rollins and Ambrose come back to help Roman Reigns. And if they come back and help him win the championship, Rollins is automatically a good guy, and Roman wins the championship with help, and he doesn't get completely booed because you're seeing a Shield reunion, which people would love. You know what? That's my pick. Rollins and Ambrose jump out there. Ambrose, you know, basically pulls himself out from the dead. He's going to, like, limp his way down there. They're going to powerbomb Triple H, and they're going to win the champion. And Roman Reigns is going to be your champion. What do you think of that? Triple H is going to lose. He's going to put Roman over, but he's also going to put the reunited Shield over. Maybe Rollins isn't cleared to participate yet. But that's my pick. Roman wins with the help of Rollins and Ambrose. I think I'd be okay with that. I'm not crazy about Roman Reigns. I'm not crazy about this being the closing match of WrestleMania. But if they do it that way, you'd get a lot of people up on their feet happy. Not for the winner, but how it was won. So that's my pick. But just to go through it one last time, and now I'm just going through the order that WrestleMania, that Wikipedia has it. Ryback, winner. Total Divas, winner. The only loser in that match is us. The Dudley Boys, winner. Roman Reigns, winner. Lesnar, winner. Undertaker, winner. Sasha Banks, winner. Kevin Owens, winner. AJ Styles, winner. Braun Strowman or Titus O'Neil, winner. And League of Nations, winner. And that's WrestleMania. Now, it's Friday. I'm going to try to get this up as quickly as possible, probably during my lunch break. And I just want everybody to enjoy the weekend. It's, no matter what, it ain't real life. This is just fun. Let's enjoy it. Let's have a great weekend. What is on tap for WrestleFania for the weekend? Well, as I said, I'm not sure. Brandon is going to be talking after this, kind of going through his stuff. I'm not sure if he's watching tonight or tomorrow, but I will be live tweeting NXT tonight. Again, you can find me at WrestleWatcher. And I should be live tweeting the Hall of Fame tomorrow, watching that as well. Again, WrestleWatcher. During WrestleMania, I'll be hanging out with my cousins, my brother, a couple friends. I won't be tweeting as much because I just won't be staring at my phone as much. But what we're hoping to do is to do a live kind of pre-show. And I don't know how long we can do this. I don't even know the timing. We might be doing the pre-show while they're doing the pre-show. But I've been talking about doing something live before the WrestleMania. So I'm definitely doing something live before WrestleMania. We're going to use a service called Mixlr, which I've heard through other podcasts. You can do live streaming. I think what happens is that whatever we just streamed live then gets archived and we can post it up on the website. So if you don't hear us live, you may see a mini episode of what we did. But if you do want to hear us live, go over to Mixlr, mixlr.com/fansnotexperts. That's our Mixlr page. I've never done anything there, so I'm not even sure how it's working. I have the app on my phone, so I'm going to just try to broadcast live through my phone before WrestleMania. Now, I'm going to also put it up on the website, fansnotexperts.com. Ooh, I got mail. fansnotexperts.com. There'll be a link to listen to us live on WrestleMania. So please check that out. During WrestleMania, once I'm going to be running around with my phone, getting everyone's instant reactions to the matches. Did that last year. This was kind of that was like the beginning of WrestleMania. Did that last year. Actually, that was one of my favorite podcasts to edit. It kept me up pretty late. So if I don't get it up on Sunday night, because I have to wake up early, 5 o'clock in the morning, or 5:30 on Monday morning. Forgive me, but that is the plan. Now, the trick is to try to get back here and just start editing and not wake my wife up. So she says, what are you doing? It's so late. Go to bed. I'd be like, you're not my mom. I'm a grown-up. So we're going to try to do a live reactions and get that up, Sunday night after WrestleMania, Monday morning, so that you can listen to it on your commute to work. And then, of course, on Monday, I will be live tweeting Raw, the Raw after WrestleMania, quote unquote, as it's actually, that's the Raw after WrestleMania. That's kind of, that's what it is, but that also feels like that's the title that we've given to it. It almost has a name, the Raw after WrestleMania. You will always find me live tweeting Raw at WrestleWatcher. Coming up next, you're going to hear from my assistant co-host, my apprentice, some people might say. He is my cousin. He is my inferior in every way except looks. He's goddamn handsome. Listen up for Brandon. You can find him at WrestleBrand. You can find us at FansNotExperts, fansnotexperts.com. Find me at WrestleWatcher. And of course, the wrestling podcast, we're at WrestleFaniaPod. There's so many places to find us. But if you're listening to us, you've already found us. So fantastic, awesome. Well, enjoy the weekend. Here comes Brandon. And happy WrestleMania, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to WrestleFania. We are celebrating, believe it or not, 1 year. We have been doing the only podcast about the very real sport of professional wrestling for 1 year. the week of WrestleMania 31, we recorded episode 1, and now we are days away from WrestleMania 32. So my co-host and I, Mike, aka at WrestleWatcher, are recording this episode separately. I will take full blame for it. Schedule for this week kind of gone the way between work, school, the usual. But, and I will try to mention this again before I sign off, but we will be recording together this Sunday live for the first time ever. That is right. WrestleFania will be broadcasted live for the first time ever this Sunday, right before WrestleMania 32. And we'll be joined by a very special guest that shall go unnamed. So you will have to tune in and find out who those special guests are. And if you do not tune in, then you will never know, because we will never mention it again. All right? So tune in. Now, I'm going to maybe record a little bit longer than I normally would when I record separately, because this is WrestleMania, and there are two other items I want to talk about besides WrestleMania 32. The first being the 2016 WWE Hall of Fame. The inductees this year: Snoop Dogg. Yep, Snoop Dogg. That is happening. He will be the celebrity inductee for this year. Joan London. All I know about her is that she is an author and she survived breast cancer or is currently fighting breast cancer. And she is going to be the recipient of the Warrior Award. And now for the wrestlers, we have Jacqueline. We have Big Boss Man, Stan Hansen, the Fabulous Freebirds, the Godfather, and Sting. So Sting is a great main event headliner. He is definitely Hall of Fame worthy. I look forward to seeing him being inducted, especially since he is being inducted by the Nature Boy, woo, Ric Flair, one of his arch nemesis, of course, one of his best rivals. The Fabulous Freebirds, long overdue. I'm surprised they were not inducted years ago, especially since Michael Hayes has been a longtime employee of the WWE behind the scenes. You might know him better as Doc Hendricks. Stan Hansen, excellent inductee. If you only watch WWE, you may not be too familiar with him, but he had a lot of success around the world, especially in Japan. Jacqueline, arguably one of the all-time great divas, was part of a stellar diva division during the Attitude Era. Did a lot behind the scenes, as far as I understand as well, to help other divas train and develop. Big Boss Man, famous character, great character, was able to progress his character and transition into a new era. You might remember the Big Boss Man in the blue police uniform back in the old WWF days. And or you might also remember the black SWAT team uniform wearing Big Boss Man of the Attitude Era. So two completely different eras, and he played a decent-sized role in both. Definitely a great big man in the business and a worthy inductee. I think the only real question mark this year, besides, of course, Snoop Dogg, but what can you do about that, is the Godfather. No disrespect to him, but the Godfather, I'm sorry, he's just not Hall of Fame worthy. With that said, of course, Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame. So when considering that, The Godfather definitely belongs in there. He was his character was over. He won a couple titles. But when I think of the Hall of Fame, I think of people like Sting. I think of people like the Fabulous Freebirds, like Stan Hansen. And The Godfather is not somebody that would come to my mind. But who cares what I think? He's being inducted. And that is that. It is interesting that the character of The Godfather is being inducted, similar to Razor Ramon rather than the man himself, because he did play several characters while in the WWE over the years. But The Godfather was his most well-known and popular character. So that will be happening Saturday night. The night before, on Friday, is NXT TakeOver Dallas. I believe we have six matches. I'm going to do a quick run through the matches and say who I think is going to win. We have former TNA-er Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin. My pick is Austin Aries to win. He is the face in the program, and he is brand new to NXT, so I think he gets the win. We have The Revival defending the NXT Tag Team Championship against American Alpha. I am predicting a title change here. I think American Alpha become the new NXT Tag Team Champions. In a singles match, Apollo Crews versus Elias Sampson. Apollo Crews wins that, no problem. That could easily be a squash match. Yeah. Nothing else to say about that. Shinsuke Nakamura, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, is making his NXT debut. And he's not just making against anybody, he's making against Sami Zayn. We know that Sami Zayn is a member of the main roster. We know that he'll be an active participant at WrestleMania 32 on Sunday. So I'm predicting this is his final NXT match, and I think he does the honors on his way out and puts over Nakamura in what could easily be the match of the night. And then to close out the evening, we have two more title matches. Bayley will defend the Women's Championship against Asuka. And hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And I predict that Bayley will retain. And then we have the main event for the NXT Championship, Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe. Now, I think that Samoa Joe wins and becomes the new NXT champion. These two previously fought at NXT TakeOver London, and Finn Balor got the win. I think this time Samoa Joe goes over and becomes the champion. And there's another reason why I think Samoa Joe gets the win, but I'm going to hold off on saying anything else until I get to the card for WrestleMania 32. So let's jump into that now. We have apparently a few matches on the kickoff show, which is going to be like a 2-hour event, I believe. It starts at 5 o'clock. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have, I believe, 4 matches just on the kickoff show. 4 matches just on the kickoff show. That is interesting. We have the Total Divas versus Bad and Blonde. The Total Divas being comprised of Brie Bella, Natalya Paige, Alicia Fox, and everybody's favorite Total Diva, Eva Marie. And they will go against Lana in her first actual in-ring match. Naomi, Tamina, Emma, and Summer Rae. I think the faces, the Total Divas, get the win. In a throwaway match like this, why have the heels win? Also on the kickoff show, we have the Usos versus the Dudley Boys. I'm going to predict the Usos. I could care less about this match. Why this is happening, I mean, I know it's the kickoff show, but why this is not just happening on a SmackDown, who knows. But the Usos, I predict, will win. We have the United States Championship match. I'm sort of surprised this is on the kickoff show. Kalisto versus Ryback. I predict that in this David versus Goliath battle that Kalisto comes away with the victory and retains the belt. And we also have on the kickoff show the third annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And not a lot of people named for this yet. Be interesting to see if anybody does double duty. According to WWE.com, the superstars who have been announced so far are Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, R-Truth. So basically, it is a who's who of WWE superstars. You know, the program WWE Superstars that airs sometime on the WWE Network that pretty much nobody watches. It's a who's who of who appears on that program, and as well as other people who you may not have known is still employed by the WWE. The only two credible people in the match right now are Big Show and Kane. They had a stare down on Raw. I think it's pretty obvious that it comes down to these two. And I'm going to go, because Big Show won it last year, I'm going to give it to Kane. So I think Kane wins the Battle Royal. Now moving on to the main show. Speaking of superstars who appear on the program Superstars, or who you might have forgotten are actually employed by the WWE, we have a multi-man ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz versus Sin Cara, Stardust, and Zack Ryder. Listen, I know the WWE has had injury after injury, but you could have easily booked a better match than this. Personally, I would have liked to have seen Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn one-on-one, because that is the blood feud right there. And then throw the other guys either into the Battle Royal or into a multi-man ladder match for the United States Championship, because I think Kalisto and Ryback has no heat and no momentum going into it. And I think Kalisto, with his high-flying style, would translate very well into a multi-man match. I'm not going to talk too much about how I would change the WrestleMania card, because that is the Gary question of the month, and that will be answered on the live WrestleMania podcast this Sunday right before WrestleMania 32. So I'll just leave it at that. But as far as who is going to win, I think Sami Zayn wins. I think he comes out as champion. He can win the title without Kevin Owens being pinned or submitted. It's not going to be any big deal that Sami Zayn goes over Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, Miz, or Stardust. And then this can set up a one-on-one Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn rematch, I should say, for the title at the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Extreme Rules. Like I said previously, I think Zayn is doing the job to Nakamura on Friday night at NXT TakeOver Dallas. So I think to repay him for that, he wins the Intercontinental Championship Sunday night at WrestleMania. Also on the card, we have a tag team match between The New Day and the League of Nations. I mean, I guess I hope The New Day wins. I say I guess because I could care less about this match. But I feel like The New Day have been beating them so much on Raw and SmackDown and at Roadblock that I actually think the League of Nations is going to win this match. We have a singles match, AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. Sort of interesting that they went this route only because they've already fought a few times, including on pay-per-view. They had the initial match, the rematch, then the rubber match, but yet it's continuing into WrestleMania. But, you know, just part of the odd booking and logic that's gone into this undercard. I mentioned when talking about NXT TakeOver that Finn Balor is going to lose the championship to Samoa Joe. That is my prediction. And I said I would hold off on my second reason why I think he's going to lose. I think it's because of this match. I think we're going to see Finn Balor and Doc Gallows and Karl Anderson help AJ Styles out at WrestleMania, and we're going to see the formation of the Balor Club. If we do not see them Sunday night, we're definitely seeing them the following night on Raw. Either way, whether the Balor Club shows up or not on Sunday, I think that AJ Styles goes over Jericho. Fandango can beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. AJ Styles can most definitely beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. If he loses, he's in a lot of trouble. Now we sort of get into the meat and potatoes of the show. We have a triple threat Divas Championship match between Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks. I think if they give these ladies time, they let them work a match like they've worked in NXT, I honestly think this can be match of the night. I see Sasha Banks winning the title and coming out as the new Divas Champion. We have a no-holds-barred street fight, Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. You know, I went into, when this match was announced, I said, there's no way Dean Ambrose can win. But I'm going to change that. The Wyatt family are not involved in WrestleMania in a match. It is rumored that they want to do something with Bray Wyatt after WrestleMania. I've heard that they want to continue the Brock Lesnar-Bray Wyatt feud. This is a street fight. It is anything goes. No disqualification. I predict that the Wyatt family help Dean Ambrose win this match. That is right. I am predicting Dean Ambrose beats Brock Lesnar, but only because of outside interference from the Wyatt family. Then we have what is sort of being marketed as the main event, the Hell in a Cell match between Shane McMahon and The Undertaker. Shane McMahon is going to die in this match. People have been wondering if he can still do the big bumps. He showed on Raw this past Monday doing his signature big elbow into the announce table. He's willing to take a big bump. And if he's willing to do that in the opening segment of Raw, just think of what he's going to be willing to do in a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. I literally think he will either be thrown or be jumping off the top of the cell onto someone or something. I'm fearing for his life. I think it's going to be one hell of a fight. I really do. I think Shane McMahon can still go. We know The Undertaker can still go. And I think The Undertaker stands tall at the end. I just cannot see how Shane McMahon could beat The Undertaker. If he does, it's going to be a lot of outside interference. But my money is on The Undertaker. Then we have the actual main event, or the technical main event, for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Triple H versus Roman Reigns. There is no way that Roman Reigns is losing the WrestleMania main event 2 years in a row. There's no way he's being cheated out of the world title 2 years in a row. Everything in the storyline is leading up to him beating Triple H, and he will walk out of there as the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and he will get booed out of the building. So I've been talking way too long. I have a lot of things I need to do. Tune in to the live show this Sunday. My cousin Mike will give you all the details. And follow me on Twitter if you're not already, at WrestleBrand. Peace.
just to kind of quickly talk about WrestleMania, but that's our... Oh, I might have just pooped. You might have just heard that.
Fans Not Experts.